Into the next academic year, so we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And then if we could just go out and send an attendance record again, still make sure you're logged into your EKU account. Make sure you're not logged into Gmail or AOL if that's still a thing. There's a reason why this works. Yes.
I think it's what got me this job back.
Still dial up and everything, I bet. Yes.
It's a free email account.
The other day, I sent a dear friend a meme because I sent him an email. I sent him the whole you've got mail thing. And he's like, why do you keep sending me this blue mailbox with mail going? And I'm like, oh, man.
Not about attendance, but I'm sending them out now.
What do we call it when people are just elected because nobody runs? By
acclamation.
That's it. I just want to say by nomination. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Aren't that attendance link should be going out to everybody now? And then that's when the double authentication is going to get you because we just had a faculty senate run past an hour, which means you probably need to refresh it. And then you probably switch seats, so you probably pinged a different part of the Wi-Fi, which then you're going to have to refresh it. And then a butterfly flapped its wings in Minnesota, and you're going to have to refresh it.
If it's pointing back, I'm going to stick the foot out.
Yeah.
But we're at 25. They're still coming in.
Yes.
I have not got. Should I wear it?
Yes. Better not wait. It's not.
Yeah, it is. I can just add you to my resume. Maybe we just got. What's your name?
Janetta.
MOHL.
Okay, I gotcha.
You now have review and editing things for Senator Liddell's budget.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, you got left off.
Give everybody a couple more minutes to go and register their attendance.
I didn't get one either.
I didn't get it.
All right, I've got to update my lines.
Got a question, Matt?
Oh, no, I just also didn't get it.
Oh.
I did, wasn't just sure. Okay. I'm adding you guys to my list now that I just forwarded the attendance. Sorry you were left home.
So those continue to come on through. That link is still going to be live for everybody to mark their attendance this week. Scrub who this needs to be going out to for the new roster, which is going to change again because we're still missing a number of senators. We'll go ahead and move on to new business. And this is where I will say that there was a total of one nomination that came through, but I do extend and open up the floor to accept any of the nominations for chair of faculty senate. It's a very prestigious role. It's one that everybody wants to do. Running against yourself.
I'm running against myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I was.
There are days where it does feel like a red queen around here.
And hearing none, by acclamation, it is my pleasure to hand over the chair position to now chair of Senate, Howe.
All right. So thank you all. We'll do the transition in just a moment. We have one other piece of business to do before we do that, which is the election of the Senate vice chair. So we also have only one nomination for that, Senator Gerald Natchway from the English department. But the floor is open for additional nominations.
This is all going better than last time, which nobody volunteered to be the vice chair.
No.
That was a very scary moment for me then.
Yeah. It was a very scary moment for me too when I finally said, okay, fine, I'll do it. All right, there being no nominations, we will close the nominations and accept Senator Natchway as the vice chair by acclamation. Now is the summer of our discontent, made worse by the son of... Okay, that's as much of that joke as I'm doing. I do want to do a couple of just very brief transition things because we have talked about them in the past Senate, and now is a better time to talk about them than in September. One is this new policy committee that we have talked about doing. To make a new standing committee requires a revision of the bylaws. I had a conversation with Senator Bishop Ross. Changing the bylaws in 20 minutes is not a thing, so we cannot have a new standing committee in the next year. The bylaws do allow for the creation of ad hoc committees at basically the chair's discretion. So I would like to put on the floor for your discussion, having an ad hoc committee on policy and other matters important to the chair, which will be formed over the summer. And I will solicit volunteers and nominations to staff that committee. So that is a motion on the floor. I need a second.
Second.
All right, so second from Lisa Day. It may be discussed. This is not a voting item. This is just an informational item.
Will this committee be, it's pretty broad-based. What kind of things do you envision this committee?
So what I'm envisioning is a group of people, ideally drawing from all of the colleges, who will be available during the summer when questions come up about HB 490, that I can call them together, we can communicate by email, I can get them on a Zoom link, and we can talk about how is this going to affect all of your colleges. As other things come up, for example, talking with SGA or dealing with these other issues like policy 1.1.1, it will be a group of faculty who are already on a list who can be brought together to discuss those things. I would also like, because it's going to be drawn from all of the colleges, I would like them to just meet and talk to each other from time to time. Because a big theme for, I think, this upcoming year needs to be reducing siloing. So we need to have a place where there are people from multiple colleges who can talk to each other. Even if we don't officially have a policy they need to be debating, just get together and find out, like, what is the big deal going on over in your college right now so that when a policy comes up, we're not blindsided by it. I confess I was, this came up at the last meeting, and this is what I've come up with in the ensuing month. So I'm more than happy to have additions and other modifications made to the proposal. Chair recognizes Senator Rife Albright. Thank you.
Would this only be for policy impacting strictly faculty or university policy in general?
That's a good question. I think I might let those people decide. I don't see any reason why it needs to be restricted purely to issues of academic affairs if the faculty have an opinion on something else that they feel like needs to be communicated. Well, we always have opinions. It's like 40 people in the room, we have 110 opinions. All right, I am not hearing massive pushback on this proposal. So as the chair, I will send an email out presently after I've had a chance to talk with our parliamentarian about exactly how to do it. But we'll put together an ad hoc committee and we'll get whatever votes we need together for that. And then we'll staff it over the summer and we'll move forward with that proposal. So thank you. Other transitional point I wanted to make is just to say that as your new chair, my kind of big goal for the coming year is, again, reducing siloing and improving conversation. So one of the things on my agenda to do tomorrow is I'm going to call over to Ryan Wilson, and I'm going to try to reserve the Regent Dining Room at least once a month as a place for faculty, ideally y'all, faculty senators, but all faculty to come together and just have lunch so that they can talk to each other. And again, try to improve communication across faculty and to reduce siloing. Big thank you to Provost Ziegler, Dr. Wilson, and the president for helping us put this together, and also to Senator DeLatch, who was one of the people who was in my group at the Provost's, what was it called? Provost Institute, who came up with this idea. So that is my big new ideas for the year. Let's move into old business. We have on the table a proposal to shift the Faculty Senate time and modality. It is currently a single proposal to move the Faculty Senate from Monday afternoons hybrid to Friday afternoons in person. I need a motion to take that off the table. All right, motion from Senator Satimi. I need a second. Second from Senator Day. Discussion.
Why don't you like it? You said off the table, that means you don't want it.
Sorry, raise it off, raise it up from the table, I guess, is what I mean.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah.
So you like that?
No, I am. Yeah, this is just we tabled it until this meeting so that the incoming senators would be the ones making the decision. And so it is now off the table. It is a discussion item, and so it can be discussed. The chair recognizes Senator Green.
I would say maybe we could separate the two things into two separate items because, like, I would approve a Friday meeting if it was online, but I'm not going to come Friday in person. I do not like the idea of Friday in person afternoons. So maybe we split it into two separate.
So is this a motion?
Sure.
Okay, we have a motion to divide the question. I need a second. Is that Wallow? Wachowiak, second by Senator Wachowiak. We may now have discussion on the question of dividing the motion.
Okay, what is
the vote on these things?
Yes, so we have an underlying motion, which is to move Faculty Senate to Fridays in person. We have a motion to separate that into two questions, moving it to Friday, moving it to in person. And that is what we are debating at this time.
Point of order. Mm-hmm. So first we have to vote on whether right now the motion is moving both day and night. And the new motion is to split those and first, I guess, talk about moving the day and then talk, or I'm not, sorry, not day and time, day and modality.
Mm-hmm.
And then the current motion is to whether or not we want to talk about those separately or together.
Yes.
Do I have that? And
yes.
Parliamentarian, is this all cool?
I'm trying to keep up with what's going
just
on.
Like
there.
No, it's to divide the question is a new motion. So.
If I wanted to improve communication, even though I live in Louisville and it's a pain in the butt.
I think we're just discussing whether or not we want to have
it. We're going to get there in a minute. So the question is, do we want to divide the question?
If we have to vote on it.
They're not independent of each other. If like your decision was to vote or
yes.
depend on whether or not we move, like, then they're not separate. They interact.
I don't
see the need to separate them. There can always be a new proposal. There's four possibilities. We move or not move, but it's all nine or not. So there's four possibilities. And so I don't like, can we just reason through four possibilities or just the one proposal?
Okay, so here's how much do you want to make our parliamentarian work today?
We have another.
I was going to say, I could do the voting, just as discussion. It could say, like, one option. Friday afternoon hybrid, Friday afternoon in person, mm-hmm. Monday afternoon hybrid, like whatever.
Right. So from a perspective of order, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because the possibility exists that we could get a four-way tie. So we just want to have a motion and we want to have a vote in favor of the motion or opposed to the motion. However, if we would like to discuss broader options, Robert's Rules of Order does give us what is called the Committee of the Whole, which allows us to do more discussion than debate. So I would need a motion to go to a committee of the whole for the purpose of discussing the underlying motion. Yeah, we're like three motions down already, guys. I hope you're to never give a political scientist a position that involves Robert's Rules of Order, okay? we are three motions deep, but if you want to do this in a more discussion, let's discuss all of these different possibilities. This is a way that we can do it. So I would need a motion to go to a committee of the whole for the purpose of discussing this issue.
I so moved.
Okay, motion from Senator Day, second by Aaron Stevenson. The chair now declares this a committee of the whole for the purpose of discussing modality and time. So it's basically, we can discuss what we want to discuss on this, on the topic of modality and time. So I will recognize, Senator Sandman.
So I guess my question is, just to go back to the beginning of it, what was the motivation to go from Monday to Friday?
The motivation was that with moving to the new block scheduling, that moving to Friday during the academic day, so before 4:30, and in person would allow faculty and administrators to attend the meetings within their normal business day, and it would be easier to get the president or to get other members of the administration to come here and talk to the faculty senate, and also that it might be somewhat easier to schedule. What we have discovered in previous debate is that actually Fridays are very, very busy for several colleges, and so scheduling at that time is more difficult than we had anticipated when this was first proposed 3 months ago. Does that answer your question? All right, the chair recognizes Senator Satimi and then Senator Jansky.
Yeah, there's really no reason to move it up on Monday. The schedule is pretty much the same as we had, even though we're going to a block. There's really no need to move to any other day. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's pretty much all the same. Friday is a problem for, it seems like, for especially, I know in STEM, it's definitely an issue because we have all our labs scheduled Friday. So Fridays are hard for us. I don't know about
other colleges,
but so.
All right, Senator Jansky.
Made my point.
All right, recognize Senator Austin and then Senator Houston.
Talk about the modality now too.
Sure.
Discuss it.
Yes, we can discuss all of it.
Yes. So this came up last time, and just for new senators, very coming. Like part of the problem, an advantage of in person is quote unquote being taken more seriously by powers that be above us. There is a different feel in the room when we have important things about, well, you know, protecting tenure, policy 1.1.1, all these things. So that's important. To me, the most important thing is the modality versus the day. But I do not want to be here Friday at
15.
Senator Houston.
I'd like to reiterate what Mike said. I could care less what day it's on. So I think maybe we do need to separate this vote. I do think the modality is very important. I think there's a just, again, I'm someone who attended on Zoom. It was easier to do. I got out of class at 2:45. I would just go on the Zoom meeting, but I just think more serious things get discussed with more depth when we're in person. Also, my question is, if we require the modality to be in person, does that also require the president and the provost to appear in person?
I would say yes. As the chair, I would invite them to appear in person if the Senate is meeting in person.
I think that's important as well, to have them in the room. Again, I think it might be important to separate this vote. Again, I don't care. I could care less what day it's on. Whatever day works for most people works for me. But I do think the in-person modality is important.
All right, I recognize. Senator, how do you pronounce your last name? I'm sorry.
Scrub.
Senator Scrub.
Look.
We were on the Rules Committee, and there was some ambiguity with Robert's Rules of Order and online meetings. I know that was an issue as well. That's why I just wanted to point out the reminder.
And I saw a hand over here, Senator Jansky.
Okay, I'll say another point that I haven't brought up. I don't think we've got to discuss it with our department when we're meeting for department meetings and such. And I would imagine that we can shift the hours to Friday at some point, too. And so, like, I'm sort of maybe anti-Friday just because I don't even know what meetings I have already scheduled for me next semester.
All right. I saw a hand back here. Senator Roman and then Senator Yoder.
I'm the youth stepchild of our department being the adjunct faculty at the place. And I haven't been given any class assignments or anything, but I do know that the ones that go the latest tend to fall to me. You know, we have a Monday, Wednesday that ends at 5:20. And that could hurt you.
Well, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, Senator Yoder and then Senator Natron.
Yeah, I'm pro Friday as well. I think it's crazy to go to the bus scheduling and separate a whole day for meetings and not have faculty senate meet on, you know, for university meetings and not have faculty senate meet on Friday. I, you know, I'll have a kind of conflict if we keep it on Monday, right? And I just got to believe that's got to be true for most faculty, right? We're going to be scheduled thicker. Right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's got to be more flexible. Department meetings, well, at least we don't meet every week, right? This body doesn't meet every week. I think it's important that we move it.
Senator Atchway.
I was just going to say, and especially thinking in terms of modality, just remember that we are all supposed to have alternates. Right? You know, well, except you and I. you are alternate. We're all supposed to have alternates. And so, like, even if you get scheduled against the Senate, I mean, that this should still be doable, right? We should still be able to have in-person meetings. As for ever, all the reasons that I think everybody's already said, I think it's such a better, you know, we went to online during the pandemic and sort of it as a linger, and I think maybe now is the time to have that conversation about getting back in person because of the patient that it avoids.
Recognize Senator Humphrey.
I'm opposed to Fridays because I've been on lots of Friday committees and there seems to be less participation on Friday, especially Friday afternoons. I am in full support of in person because I do feel like they seem to be more effective. But it does limit people who have family commitments or who don't live locally to participate as often. So it does mean that the alternates really do need to be elected and utilized during those times. So I am also in support of separating the vote because those don't allow.
Senator in the back.
Senator Williams.
Senator Williams.
Five senators from Model would not be able to attend on Fridays because we do not have block scheduling. So that eliminates our
in
person or that don't think coverage for five of us all at the same time, same place, probably work.
Did I see a hand? Senator Houston.
I do think some of the issues that are being mentioned are specific to individual senators, and that issue would probably ebb somewhat with time, knowing, you know, here's what's going to be required of faculty senators. So, you know, asking for nominations or whatever within the departments would take that into consideration so that some of those issues would be resolved over time.
Other points of discussion? Yes, Representative Senator Graham.
I have a question. Is hybrid not an option for those that want to come in person?
So when we do a hybrid, you can come to this room right in person. The question is whether we want to continue having the online option as well.
Right. I just didn't know if that was even still, like if we were talking about just doing all online or all in person.
We're talking about going to hybrid or going, well, we're talking, the motion that is under the motion is to go to in person.
Right.
We are currently in hybrid. So if the motion to go to in person were to fail, we would continue to be going in hybrid. Right. The first and last meeting are always fully in person. The chair recognizes Senator Swain.
Well, Dr. Powell, notwithstanding what our colleagues just said for Model, I think the issue on the Friday meeting is the time. So if we were to move it from 3:30 to say earlier in the afternoon, that is something that would be split. Say maybe, I mean, since Friday is dedicated towards meetings in.
The proposal was to move it to Friday afternoon. We had not actually settled on an hour.
The reason why I only bring it up is because I'm just noting the group of opposition to Friday meetings is about family time, which makes sense. It's the weekend, for some purposes. And so, like today's meeting, we could potentially be here at 6 o'clock on a Friday evening. No one wants to.
Okay, so as I said, when we had originally discussed this, we had proposed during the day on Friday. So I would suggest a friendly amendment to the motion that we would say we would be going to fully in person on Friday at 10 a.m. We can modify from there if we want to, but that does give something to talk about. But that does avoid the we're going to be here till 6 o'clock at night on Friday problem.
I think the change to Friday afternoon was really connected to model because there are 5 senators associated with model, and that's impactful.
Is there other commentary on this? All right, the chair recognizes Senator Hill.
Just as a standpoint, I'm more fresh on a Monday. I feel like after working an entire week and all kinds of meetings, teaching all the classes, having my full participation and attendance on a Friday afternoon, I think it'd be more difficult, or Friday morning, but I feel like Friday morning may not work because it disenfranchises 5 of our senators. But I don't know that a Friday afternoon is going to be as efficient when everyone is pre-branded on Friday afternoon. In my opinion, Sunday different.
Right. Chair recognizes Senator Jansky.
I would also add that my least attended classes are Fridays.
Chair recognizes Senator Natchez.
This may be a point of order, actually. Do we need to call the question on the most recent?
Yes. So what will happen is we'll call the question to go back to the motion to divide. And then once we decided whether to divide, we'll know what we're doing at that point.
I propose that maybe we've had enough discussion.
Okay. So we have a motion to call the question. Requires a second. I saw Senator Satimi's hand first, so seconded by Senator Satimi. All right. So we are preparing to vote on the motion to divide the question, so that we will instead be voting on a proposal to go to in person and a proposal to move to Friday at 10 a.m. We will discuss those motions in a moment. The current motion is to divide those into 2 separate motions. Is everyone clear on what the motion is? All right, Senator Ginn.
I'm
trying to help. I'm hoping it's yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
Chair recognizes Senator, calling your name again, Wachowiak.
These people have not received the tennis side of the agenda.
Okay, I will send that to you. Should we send this one, or are we waiting for discussion?
No, send the motion.
Okay.
Yeah, we are ready for the motion to divide. The question has been called and seconded.
It passes.
Okay. So we have passed the motion to separate the 2 questions. It is the chair's view that the more important question to answer first is the modality. So I will bring up for discussion the question of modality. The motion on the floor is to switch to fully in person. So the motion is to end hybrid and go fully in person. The chair will now entertain debate on the motion. Question is called. We need a second.
Second.
All right, question called by Senator Zatimi and seconded by Senator Notchway. Question has been called and seconded. We will now move to a vote. So a vote in the affirmative will be to go to in-person meetings. A vote in the negative will be to remain hybrid.
And just to be clear, your view is that the president and the provost would be required to attend in person.
If we go to in-person, I will invite the president and provost to be here in person. And we might have a Zoom for the purposes of recording, but not for people to phone in.
Just sent that.
Repeat so I make sure. Affirmative.
Yeah, the motion is to. The motion is in the affirmative to go to in person, in the negative to remain hybrid. So did it pass?
And 22 said yes, and we have 34.
Okay. So the motion passes. So meetings in the upcoming school year will be in person. All right. The second motion is then on moving to Friday at 10 a.m. That is for discussion or amendment if you would like. As written currently, an affirmative vote would be to move to Friday 10 a.m. A negative vote would be to keep the meetings on Mondays at 3:30. The chair will now entertain discussion on the motion. Sure. A vote in favor of the motion will move the Senate meetings to Friday at 10 a.m. A vote against the motion will leave the Senate meetings on Mondays at 3:30. Chair recognizes Senator Notchway.
Before we start quibbling about a time on Friday, I'm going to strongly suggest that we just stay at 3:30 on Monday afternoons, because that is when faculty Senate has been meeting since the Neolithic, yes. I mean, and that's how you get institutional continuity. Is you just say, this is the time we're going to do it. And if certain people can't make it, you know, if it's inconvenient for some people, then that's a problem temporarily. But as a whole, we just say we're going to keep doing this. I mean, the real discussion for why we would move it to Friday was because of block scheduling that many of us didn't want to begin with. And so to exceed the block scheduling.
And I will say, as the Senate chair, if any of you, and particularly Senator Roman, has mentioned possibly getting assigned seats, classes at an inopportune time, I'm happy to send a letter to department chairs saying it is actually really important that this faculty member is available to come to the meeting, because we are going to have a lot of work next year. Recognize Senator Day.
Would it be possible for you to send such a letter to the model director?
I would be happy to do so. I do not know. I would happily hear from the model faculty whether they think that would have any effect.
We just have children who are responsible for, so it's all about having subs available to be able to fill in for us. So it's kind of out of their hands as well, too. It's in given day whether they have people available to cover.
Yes, I should say the choice of when to meet is the Senate's choice, not my choice, and I'll happily send a letter in either case. That wasn't meant to be a finger on the scale. Just, I know the issue had been raised. Any further discussion?
Call a question.
All right, question is called by Senator Zatimi. Do I have a second? Is Senator seconded by Senator Sandman? All right.
So just to be clear, a yes is to move it to Friday at 10 a.m., and if it's a no, we default to Mondays at 3:30.
I can see the red from here.
Yeah.
So the motion failed. So meetings in the upcoming year will be Monday at 3:30 in person. And Sabrina, do we have this room already reserved, or will we just do that very quickly?
I needed to know when you all wanted to meet to reserve the room.
Awesome. We will get on that very quickly, with the intention being that we will hold the meetings in this room at 3:30 on Mondays in person. So thank you all very much. You carried that very well. All right. Our next point on the agenda is just informational items. So these are all resources for your use. Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised. I forget which edition, but it's the one that we use, or close enough. Yes, I believe this is the 12th edition. This might be one of those like 11th editions, but it's free kind of deals, but it's close enough. The Faculty Senate Rules of Order and Committee on the EKU website, which I know you will all appreciate having the direct link, because I use the website too. A link to our Google Drive for agendas and minutes for the upcoming year. This is the Attorney General's Guide on Open Meetings, which this is a public open meeting and is subject to open records. So if you want to know about that, that is that information. This is the Faculty Resource Guide that was put together by Dr. Lisa Kay a couple of years ago. This is not something I'm technically required to show you, but I thought it would be useful, so I threw it on there. And also on the not technically required but useful, I have put two master calendars on Google Drive. And let's see if they'll open up so you can see them. No. So I need to stop sharing this page and start sharing this page. This is all approximate right now, because this assumed we were going to be meeting on Mondays. So this is probably what the dates of the next meetings will be. But so you can see, this is when the Senate will meet, probably on September 7th, October 5th, November 2nd, December 7th, February 1st, March 1st, April 5th, and May 3rd. We will get you those exact dates when we have them reserved, but that's estimated right now. Again, we'll get you the exact dates when we have them solidified, but that means that the executive committee dates will be August 31st, September 28th, October 26th, November 30th, January 25th, February 22nd, March 29th, and April 26th. This is not a requirement. This is just, it would be super useful to all of your fellows in the Senate if you get your committee reports, motions, or anything that you want to have at the next Senate meeting to the executive committee on these dates. That is the Friday before. So that just me. And we're also going to request the president and the provost do this as well. The goal being that all of the reports will be executive committee for review. We'll put them on the agenda and hopefully have that agenda out. Like our aspiration is to have the agenda out to you by like Wednesday or Thursday. That is not a promise, because I don't want to commit Sabrina to things that I'm not going to. I'm going to help you try to get this out by like Wednesday or Thursday, with the goal being that you will have time Thursday, Friday, Monday to actually run this stuff by your departments. Because again, my goal for the coming year, increased transparency, reduction of siloing. So that is what these dates are. The Board of Regents meetings, the 23rd of September and the 18th of November are set. The 20th of February and the 15th of May have not been set. That is what the meeting would be if they met on the same day that they met this year. That is just this year's meeting moved forward 1 year. And then just FYI, things that may be of interest to the various committees regarding when the Board of Regents meets. The other calendar I will leave for your own exploration. It is the exact same data. It's just done by committee rather than being done by date. So it's like, here's your committee. Here's all the dates. Recognized by Senator.
The 7th is Labor Day, so I assume that date will move.
Okay, so that one will probably move then. Yes, that'll probably be the week after. Other questions? All right, there being none, that concludes informational items. The last thing is staffing the committees. So we have a number of standing committees. I believe the number is 7, but don't quote me on that. The first committee is academic quality. And double check if you are on this committee and I'm saying that you're rotating off or on any of these committees, because we have learned that at least one of the committee rosters we had was wrong. So the continuing members will be Senator Yoder, Senator Fairchild, Senator Hunter, Senator Stevenson, and Senator Natchway will take my place as vice chair. Senator Campbell is rotating off, and so we will need to fill one vacancy for that committee. Chair recognizes Senator Stevenson. All right, we're going to hold off on nominations for just a minute. I want to go through all of them so we know what openings we have, and then we'll come back and do those nominations. But thank you so much. Budget Committee, the continuing members I have are Senator Hunter, Senator Liddell, Senator Gomez Becerra, Senator Satini, Senator Scro, and I will be taking Senator Brent's place as chair, the chair of the Senate, not chair of the committee. And Senator Locke is rotating off. Senator Satini. You were just in there as a substitute. Okay. So that means we need to replace you as well. Okay.
If I may say, we also need to replace Jose Juan Gomez Becerra.
Okay.
He is going on sabbatical, and I gathered from an email this afternoon that our department had one more representative than we were supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if the rule has changed or there's been a census or something, but rotating off and he's not being.
Mm-hmm. There has been a census. That was one of the election committee's tasks last Senate. So, all right. So we will have three vacancies to fill there. Elections and university nominations. Continuing members will be Senator Aaron McDonald, Senator Wyatt, and Senator Solomons. And rotating off will be Senator Sizemore and Senator Cogdill. Is that correct? All right, so we will have two vacancies on elections. The executive committee, continuing, will be Senator Humphrey, Senator Satini. I will be replacing Senator Brent as chair. Senator Notchway will be replacing me as vice chair. Rotating out will be Senator Bishop Ross, Senator Locke, Senator McGuffin, and Senator Bain. So we will need four replacements for that committee.
Can you tell us what the executive committee does?
Yes. So the executive committee's primary goal or primary task is to meet with the president regularly, meet with the provost regularly, and to plan the agendas for the upcoming faculty senate meetings and everything else that happens pretty much in between Senate meetings. So those are kind of our official tasks. And then unofficially, if something comes up that affects the Senate between meetings, it goes to executive committee. Good question. All right, next we have the Faculty Rights and Responsibilities Committee. The continuing members will be Senator Austin and Senator Solomons. We'll need to replace Senator Ginn and Senator Merrick, and Senator Notchway will have to rotate off because he can only serve on two committees. And as vice chair, he's committed to exec and AQC. So we have to replace him as well. So there'll be three vacancies on rights and responsibilities.
I'm actually staying on.
You are staying on. All right, so we'll only need to do two.
Same with IT, by the way.
Awesome.
These committees already have schedules to know whether
they do not. Okay. You select new schedules at the end of this meeting. So we'll try to get to that as rapidly as we can. Faculty Welfare Committee. The only continuing member I have is Senator Jansky with Senator Bain, Senator Merrick. Senator DeLage is actually got reelected, so she will be staying on. So we don't need to replace her. And then again, Senator Notchway is also not able to continue. So we will need to replace three for this committee. We will not need to replace Senator, one more time, Wakuliak?
Yep.
Are you going to continue in the IT committee?
Yes.
Okay, then we actually have a full IT committee, hallelujah. And we will have no vacancies on that committee. Uh, And the Rules Committee will have continuing members, Senator Stevenson and Senator Scrove, and we'll need to replace Senator Bishop Ross, Senator Campbell, and Senator Diekman. So we will need three. Yes, Senator Hill. Okay. So that means we will need to replace two, I'm gathering, then. Does that... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, that should be two. Additionally, we have a possible representative. Senator Cogdill rotating off, so we'll need to select a new alternate possible representative, and we'll deal with the faculty board of governors when we get there. So that is all of the committees. The chair recognized Senator Jansky and then Senator Day.
If we're on a committee and we've been on a committee, let's say for 2 years, and we no longer want to be on that committee because there's another opening that we would make her to be on, how do we go about doing that?
Well, this is a good question.
Yeah, too.
You can't, that's the answer.
You have a spot on this. He wants to leave one committee and join another committee.
I've never seen it happen in 2 years, so I just...
Just remove them from the committee.
Yeah. We have a vote of no confidence.
Yeah, so what the bylaws say is that you will serve on the committee until your term is up. But yeah, unless you are just deeply, deeply committed to moving, that's what the bylaws say. I'm sure we could make an exception if we needed to.
I don't need to, like, change rules.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Senator Day.
What is COSPL?
I do not remember what it stands for. It is a... you are a representative to other universities in Kentucky that primarily discuss matters of administration and policy. I'm on the list, sir, because I used to be the COSPL representative. It's an awful lot of emails and email meetings about, hey, this issue has come up at our school. How is your school dealing with it? And occasionally, hey, we're all going to go to the state house and talk to our legislators. Would you like to come with us? Kind of deals. Those who've all, if anyone else has also been on a COSPL term.
Meetings, like, I've been on it for a year and I think we've met two to three times.
Yeah. So that is what COSPL is.
Coalition of Faculty Senate.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions before we go to nominations? All right. We'll start with the Academic Quality Committee nominations to replace Senator Campbell. Chair recognizes Senator Stevenson. Are there any other nominations? All right, Senator Sandman, are you willing to take the nomination? All right, so the new member will be Senator Sandman. All right, Budget Committee, we have three vacancies. The chair is open for nominations and self-nominations. Sorry, the floor is open for nominations and self-nominations.
Self-nominated.
Sorry, tell your name again.
Yeah, I don't remember. Pete Edwards.
And I saw a hand here, Senator Hirsch. We need one more. And Senator Satimi? Okay. Right, because you're coming back. Yes. Wonderful. Happy to have you. Yes. All right. Elections and university nominations. We have two vacancies. The floor is open for nominations. Yes.
Was there any other?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Are there any other nominations for the Budget Committee? All right. There being none, I'm going to have a motion to accept this slate by acclamation. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Awesome. We have our Budget Committee. Elections and university nominations. We have two vacancies for Linda Sizemore and Chad Cogdill. The floor is open for nominations and self-nominations. Chair recognizes Senator Humphrey.
I'll self-nominate.
Yes. So is there an E? It's EY. One more.
All the pink name tags are new senators.
Would one of the new senators. All right, Senator Davis, thank you. All right, are there any other nominations for elections and nominations? Okay, can I have a movement to accept this slate by acclamation? Senator Jansky, all in favor?
Aye.
I heard one nay. All opposed? Okay.
Does he want us to vote nay?
Well, I think it's too late. I think the vote carried. All right, executive committee with many vacancies. They do not. Yeah. The question that Sabrina was asking is that members of the executive committee also have liaisons to the standing committees. The question was, do we need a person from those standing committees to serve on executive? And the answer is no. Your liaison does not have to serve on your committee. So one, two, three, four nominations for this. So Senator Day.
Self-nominate.
Right, and it was Edwards. Two more. Is there a barrier on people who are in their first term serving on executive committee? You can't serve as chair or vice chair. But I think new people can serve on executive if they would like.
Awesome.
Right, Senator Meg Grable. One more person.
How many people weren't here? Yeah, traditional.
Are you sure that they would do it? That's the question.
Doesn't matter. I'm not here.
Chair recognizes Senator Hill. Sure. So the executive committee meets with the president and the provost once a month. We just rope it into our regular meeting. And then we also set the agenda for the coming meeting. So we'll discuss all of the reports that have been submitted. We will discuss any guest speakers. So for example, if we wanted University Council to come and talk, executive committee would vote to invite University Council, and we would send an invitation to them. And then that's the official job. And then also just whatever comes up in between Senate meetings that needs to be dealt with. Senator Nikki Hill. All right, we have four. Any additional nominations? All right. With that, do I have a motion to accept the slate by acclamation? So moved, seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Faculty rights and responsibilities needs to replace two vacancies. I see two hands. So Senator Killian, are you self-nominating? Yes. And I saw a hand next to you. Tell me your name.
Atkins. K-U-N-S-Atkins.
Sorry, and the rest of the name?
Atkins.
Atkins, like that? Right. And I saw Senator Swain. Do we have additional nominations? Be able to do a vote for two.
Yeah. Do you remember how?
All right, so we have the great pleasure of having more people than vacancies. So we will need to do a ballot on this. What we're trying to do is send out a ballot that will have all three names. You will select two.
I will remove.
All right, are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
So does that mean he refuses his own self-nomination?
I think so, yes. All right, in that case, are there any other nominations? All right, do I have a motion to accept the slate? So moved, seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Wonderful. Faculty welfare, we have 1, 2, 3 vacancies. Senator Swain, would you like to be one of them?
I've got information here.
Thank you. And I saw other hands. Sorry, tell me your name.
Lawson. Adam Lawson. Oh, good welfare case.
Sorry, I didn't catch.
Valid Copenhagen.
And how to spell your last name?
Copenhagen.
Sorry, I'm having. Was that? No.
Where is it?
Don't mind me. I can't
see your title at the same time.
Tell me how to spell your name one more time.
It's like Copenhagen. Copenhagen with a V.
Like that?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I can't see right here. Yeah,
in R&D.
R&D, yeah. I don't care how it's spelled, it gets butchered all the time.
All right, 1, 2, 3 vacancies, 3 nominees. Are there any other nominees? Is that a hand?
Yeah.
Yes, I recognize Senator Rumman. I'd like to be on there. Alec Copenhaver. And Kravitz Roman.
Alan.
He is the. First, being clear, Senator Roman, you are the adjunct representative, correct? Yeah. I don't think there's any bar on adjunct representative serving on committees.
No, but I thought he was somebody just, he was like, well, you're an adjunct. You just go be on faculty staff. Yeah. You drew this orange and this deck also.
Alan.
Yeah.
Like that? Awesome. Senator Albright.
This is not a self-nomination, but since there's a couple more people, what departments are you with? Just so I can get an idea of the spread of faculty welfare.
So I'm already on the committee of education. Annette is in, she's in exercise, whatever department that is.
Press.
Yeah, that's it.
Dr. Swain is from government. Dr. Lawson, where are you from? Psychology. And Dr. Copenhaver?
Criminal justice.
And Dr. Roman? English. All right. Are there any other nominations? All right. So we have 4 names and 3 spots, I believe. So we'll need a ballot for this.
Send it out now.
And so you should have 4 names and vote for 3.
You're still coming in. I'm not sure if people are done that or not. 34 were marked present, but 20 have been. So it's.
You have had a few people walk off.
Okay, so it's.
Okay.
Rent.
All right. So I think we have. How many vacancies do we have? I thought we had 3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So Adam, Randall, and Alan.
All right, so Randall Swain, Adam Lawson, and Alan Copenhaver are our new members on this committee. Though thank you, Senator Roman, for volunteering. The IT committee is full, so we don't need any new people there. We need three people on the rules committee. And again, there is no bar on new people doing it. So Senator Romo, would you like to volunteer for rules? No is a fine answer. Okay. Chair recognizes Senator Scrow.
I'd like to nominate Senator Davis.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Was that a yes or a no, Brittany?
Yeah,
that's a yes. And can we nominate somebody else?
I saw another hand over here, so we'll go there first. Chair recognizes Senator Varakin.
Yeah, I'll tell them.
Okay. And I see you in 1 minute. All right, and I saw a hand from Senator Day. Was that a...
I just wanted you to explain the Rules Committee.
Sure.
Just
yeah. So the Rules Committee will be, so the Rules Committee's job is to oversee the rules under which the Senate operates. This largely consists of reviewing and making sure that we are following the rules in the bylaws and also the internal procedures of all of the committees. So they will be after committee chairs starting in about November to let us know if there have been any updates in your internal rules. Generally speaking, the Rules Committee is not a, we're going to come slap your knuckles if you're not following the rules organization. It is a, oh, this is what you're actually doing. Can we make the rules actually reflect that? So that is what the Rules Committee does. They make sure that our rules are up to date and reflect actual practice. I believe we need one more nomination or self-nomination for the Rules Committee. Senator Salmon, all right. It's Rachel Bishop Ross, Kristen Campbell, and Melissa Dyson. Stephen, sorry.
Maybe it's an end.
Yeah, she's not a sad man.
It's not. It's almost sad.
I'll stand in too.
Oh, that's where it needs to, where the in needs to go. Got it. I was going to say, I thought I spelled her name correctly. All right, we have three nominations. Senator Yoder.
I just remember when you went through it the first time that you put Senator Hill back on the list, and so that you decided you only needed to do vacancies. That's in my memory. I don't know.
Yes, one, two, three, four, five. Yes, it's a five-person committee, so we are one person too high. Sorry. So I guess we'll need a ballot for this.
Can we do the thing again where people tell us where they are located on campus?
Absolutely. Senator Davis, what department are you from? Senator Varakin.
I'm from psychology and volunteered because I see that vacancy is the person I'm.
Mm-hmm. And Senator Sandman.
Medical therapeutic programs.
Wonderful.
A few more, I think, because 28 came in last time. Yeah, I know. Pizza Colorado. Okay. Brittany Davis and Donald
Barrett.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for volunteering, Senator Sandman, and congratulations, Senator Davis and Senator Barrickin. All right, our last one that we need to fill is the Costville Representative Second Alternate being vacated by Senator Cogdill. Lisa, did I see you wanting to volunteer for this earlier? No, okay. The floor is open for any volunteer.
Is this the one that means at the snake restaurants?
They've been online.
I'll
nominate
if you don't mind. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sure.
Rachel.
I self-nominate. I love to sit on Zoom meetings.
You really can. You really can. I know way more about Moorhead's president than I ever wanted to. All right, other nominations. All right, can I get a motion to accept by acclamation? Seconded and by Senator Jansky. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Wonderful. Okay, the Faculty Board of Governors, the Faculty Club Board of Governors. So the Faculty Club is in the Keene Johnson Building. You go in the front doors, turn left, you go all the way to the end, what used to be the Teaching and Learning Center before it moved over to the Noel Studio. It is supposed to be a faculty club. There's supposed to be a board of governors. This is something we pay so much attention to that we actually had two vacancies last year we didn't notice. But part of our theme this year is, so Senator Jansky, did you know that you're still on there for another year?
Yeah, we've never had a meeting.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah. You do not have to be a senator for this, but the Senate does choose the representatives. So they are supposed to serve staggered terms. So we are going to do two people for a full 3-year term and two people for a, well, I guess it'd be a 2-year term because they should have been replaced last year is what that would be. So with that, floor is open. Just one moment. For nominations for the 2-year terms.
I have to self-nominate. My card disappeared though.
Okay, and your name is?
Janetta, J-E-A-N.
J-E-N-N?
Nope, J-E-A.
A.
N. N-E.
E.
T-T. And then my last name is Mulkey Hill. M-O-H-L-K-E.
That?
Yeah, yeah. Ivan Hill, yep, awesome.
And I saw a hand in the back.
Just
yeah.
Is that come with like any kind of funding? Or
so far as I'm aware, no. Regent Noblet, do you know otherwise?
It's
yeah.
Formed by some faculty who have since retired, that oversees the use of this club, which I will say is largely unused.
Yes.
So if this group figure.
I would, in fact, be deeply in favor of finding a use for this space because, again, breaking down silos, improving communication. So this is to say that this is a committee that has not done a whole lot but could do a lot, I think is accurate. So.
If it's okay.
Imagine
what you can do in a room.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Jerry, is this the room that we're supposed to at least talk about it?
Yeah.
We discussed having monthly coffee meetings in this room as a welder committee, so that's in the works.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So you will have that to work on. That'll be great. Any other nominees for the 2-year term?
Did you say they don't have to be on Faculty Senate?
They do not have to be on Faculty Senate. So you can nominate. So this is why Dr. Sizemore is not rotating off. She's library faculty, rotated off the Senate this year, but her term still goes for another year on the Board of Governors.
Okay.
For 3 years or 2 years?
2 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How is her last name spelled so we can find her?
And it's Chamblin, so Champlin.
I mean, if they turn us down, we just ask for nominations at the September meeting. I mean, that's how it goes. One more nomination for the 3-year term. All right, Senator Roman.
I'll take them all. It's not off yet.
English faculty, they know the dark words. All right. Are there any other nominations for the Board of Governors of the Faculty Club? And again, it does sound like you will have some work to do because the Welfare Committee wants to do their coffee with the committee every month, which I'm very stoked about this. So, all right. Can I get a motion to accept by acclamation? Seconded. I can only second. Sorry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Wonderful. We have staffed all of our committees. We have one last piece of work, which is so that we don't have to do it in September. I would like all of the committees to very briefly get together. And if you don't already have a chair, elect a chair and pick what is a good day to meet. But we're going to hold off on doing that because I'm also going to ask for a vote that when you are done in your committees, that we just be adjourned. So can I get a motion to adjourn after committees choose their chairs and date to meet? Moved by Senator Sandman, seconded by Senator Wolkowiak? Or no, was that someone else? Senator Swain. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, so committees, please meet, elect your chair, pick what time you want to meet, one day a month next year. Chairs, please send me an email or come up and talk to me before you leave. Tell me what your date of meeting is going to be and what your membership is so that we can get it for the records.
Same time.
Yeah. And if you don't have a chair, you need to elect a chair as well.
Yeah.